day and then that accomplishment.
Well, it was a real tough one. Hampton came to play. They've got good players, excellent coaches. They are ready to play this game. We are ready. I mean, we're excited to play, obviously. You look around the league, man, and all the games are close. I was talking to Brian Gordon afterwards, and we're just looking at the scores, and it's nuts. I mean, anybody can beat anybody at any time in this league. It's so deep and balanced. So we're fortunate. Anytime we can get a win, we're excited. Obviously, the start helped us, to get the we took the ball and scored, and then they misplayed a kickoff that we got, and we scored. Very fortunate to go up 14-0, and then it was a dogfight from that point forward. And give Hampton a lot of credit. He's doing a great job with that program, and they've got really good players, and they matched toe to toe with us. But sometimes to get 9 in a row, you got to win games like that, and we've won 3 of them or 4 of them like that this year. And Rhode Island's probably in the same situation that they're winning games, and that's why they're where they're at. But again, proud of our guys. Found a way to get it done at the end there.
First question this morning, John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach Huseman. When you came into this season, can you recall what you projected to get from Zach Palmer Smith transfer from Wagner? And what you've gotten is significant, obviously.
We weren't sure, John. We liked him coming out of Wagner. I think he ran for his last year there, 850 yards, and we liked him, obviously, or we wouldn't have signed him. But we felt good about Jamal Brown coming in. We signed Andrew King, but to have Zach has been huge. He doesn't take negative yardage plays. He can run through tackles. He's been so good for us. And the thing about it, just he fit in with the team really well. Great human being, really modest, humble. And he played decent against UVA. And then I think the second game, he didn't get a whole lot of playing time, didn't complain, and then kind of popped out from there. So good player, got good balance. Good vision, but he'll tell you our offensive line's been blocking pretty decent for him too.
Coach, your team's obviously already in the playoffs. Do you remind them that the last couple of years you've had to go on the road after an opening round win in the playoffs, and it might be a good time to win another game and perhaps secure home dates through the playoffs? Thank you.
Do not talk about that. It's William and Mary. It's the Capital Cup, biggest game of the year, every year, and that's all we're focused on. When the season's over, we'll count them up and see what the committee says. I really don't care. I just know how hard this game is this week, year in and year out against William and Mary, and the only thing we're focused on is trying to retain the Capital Cup. That's the most important thing.
Hey, Coach, lastly for me, how do you determine who your place kicker is? Because you've been sort of rotating here the last couple of weeks.
Well, Peskin was going to be our kicker coming in, and he had some back issues, couldn't kick the ball. But yeah, he was supposed to kick this week against Hampton, and he went out there in pregame, and I saw him. He didn't look great. I was out there, and then he went back in, and when they came out, the specialist came out. Coach Anthony came up to me and said, Peskin can't go. His back is locked up. So Sean went out there and kicked the 47-yarder. If Peskin's healthy, he'll come back out and kick this week. But thank goodness we got Sean. He's been really good for us.
Thank you, Coach.
Russ, I just want to ask you one more on the offense. Obviously, Zach has had a tremendous impact, as you talked about. But since Cam Coleman has taken over as your starter, the offense has seemed to really kind of go to a different level. Just talk about the impact that he's made during this big, long winning streak.
Cam's a good player. I think he was undefeated as a starter last year, his true freshman year, and he's undefeated as a starter this year. He's got a knack about him, Rob. He's a winner. He's composed. He doesn't get rattled out there, especially for a young guy. And for the most part, he's been taking care of the ball. He fumbled it once, pretty disappointing this past week, but he's taking care of the ball. He's getting it to the right people. And but I'd say the biggest thing about he's got a lot of ability, but I think his composure for a young guy is really, really good. And I think the players see that and feed off of that.
Defensively, a big afternoon from Carter Glassmeyer, 15 tackles, a sack, was able to recover a fumble. Just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, he's been good for us all year. We took him and Zach, both undergraduate transfers, one from Wagner and then Carter from St. Francis. And we had to work hard to get Carter. I know Stony Brook wanted him really bad. Their defensive coordinator went there, and we're really fortunate that we have Carter. He's been good. He's really smart. He makes plays, and he's where he's supposed to be. And him and Zach have been unbelievable. I don't think we're where we are right now without those two guys.
Defensively, you've talked about the last few weeks. You just keep finding ways to get it done in clutch situations. And Hampton was driving for potential game tying or game winning score, and the stack that Carson Saglinski came up with and enabled you to get that stop. Just talk about those guys on defense. Not only that play, but how you guys have seemed to be able to do that several times this season, late in games.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we've played our best defense here the last few games. And, Hampton was 13-18 on third downs, which is horrible. We had them punt one time, but they come through. They get a fourth down stop somehow, some way. That sack you mentioned was huge. I mean, we had a little stunt going on that one with our inside guys. And, Stock came clean and got him on the ground for a huge loss. I mean, that was probably the biggest play of the game right there. And Stoklinski's been playing really good for us the last 2 years. Excellent player, plays the run really well, and has rushed the passer better than probably people expect him to. And but like you said, that was probably the biggest game. We got him to 4th and 16 on that play, I believe. And they kind of fluttered one down there, not near anybody on fourth down, and ended the game right there.
Let's talk about William & Mary. A lot of familiar faces, especially on the offensive side of the ball. What are the challenges they present for your team?
Well, I think Darius Wilson is as good as there is. I voted him preseason all conference. I probably voted him all conference last year. He's been a pain in our back since he's been there. He's an excellent player. Not only, he can run really, really well and make you miss, but he has really good arm talent. Can make all the throws. And then their two backs, Yoder and Malachi, both excellent players and different types of players that you got to prepare for. But I think they really go. It, with their offensive line, they're really so solid up front. They've got a lot of experience up front, excellent players, and they get on you and they can block you pretty well. So, our defense has their work cut out for them this week for sure. And then defensively, they've got a really good team defensively. I know their numbers aren't tremendous leading the league, but they're way up there in points given up and yards given up. And they get on you and they press you and play man coverage, and they're good at it. And they know how to defend the run. So, I think it'll be a big time challenge for our offense to try to generate first downs and touchdowns and those types of things.
I know you've been around this Capital Cup rivalry a long time. It's amazing to me after 100 and plus years or whatever it's been, it's basically a 500 rivalry. What makes the game so good?
I just think it's been a rivalry for so long. I'll say it. They don't like us. We don't like them. And that's normally what a rivalry is. And when the games are as competitive year in and year out like it is every year, That makes a great rivalry. You know, you could say you got a rivalry, and if they beat your brains out every year, it's really not a rivalry, or vice versa. And this one, they come down to the wire. I've been involved in, I don't even know how many of them now, probably, oh man, 26 of them maybe now. And ain't nobody beating anybody up in this one. It's going to be a nail biter, and it'll go down to the wire to see who wins this thing.
All right, Russ, thanks for the time today and all season long. I really appreciate it.
All right,
Thank you.
thanks.